You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
今天我们要讲一个很特别的题目。
Today we're going to come to a very interesting and important topic.
不光是为了这十九位今天受浸的弟兄姊妹。
And not just for these brothers who are being baptized today.
而且真的是为了所有的弟兄姊妹。
But truly it is for all the brothers and sisters.
我如果从我十二岁信主算起的话，我现在已经信主了超过五十年。
And from the time where, if I count from the time of 12 years of age that I came to faith in Christ, it's been over 50 years now.
我相信我参加主日聚会的次数在我们中间就输给少数年长的弟兄姊妹。
And I think that the number of times that I've attended a Sunday service probably only lose to a few of you who are older than me here today.
但是我必须跟你们承认，我虽然是一个很认真参加主日的人。
But I want to acknowledge to all of you that though I am very serious concerning attending a service on Sunday,
除非住院躺在病床上，或是因为特殊的原因不能来。
Unless I am sick, I am bedridden in the hospital, or for some circumstances that I cannot make it,
我主日差不多都会来。
And every single Sunday I will attend.
施布真牧师说，你爬都要爬到聚会里面来。
Brother Spurgeon says that if you have to crawl, you need to crawl to the presence of the Lord.
但是我虽然这么认真参加主日聚会，但是当我这一次在预备这个题目的时候
，Although I've been so serious in esteeming the Lord's Day and attending the Lord's Day, but as I was preparing for the message today,
怎么样子在主的面前能够真正的来守主日
？And how do we keep the Lord's Day in a very genuine way？
英文是用 observes。
Yes, how do we observe the Lord's Day?
所以不是只是照规定、照习惯，被爸爸妈妈要求、被弟兄姊妹期望、被责任限制，所以我要来聚会。
Not just by tradition, not just because mom and dad forces me to come, or by habit, I just come to the service.
我希望我们真的了解主日多么重要啊。
But we truly come to understand the importance of the Lord's Day.
然后我们能够每个主日，我们决定不落掉它。
That every single Sunday, that we would not neglect it.
听说在美国现在有一个很普遍的一个情形。
And we hear that here in the States, there's something that is very prevalent.
就是很多教会的弟兄姊妹，他们就是一个月里面大概有一次不来。
A lot of brothers and sisters, or once a month, that they won't come to church.
所以如果像我们教会，如果有整个所有弟兄姊妹，你一个月有一个主日不来的话，我们教会的人数一下子少25%。
So brothers and sisters, if once a month you decided that you're not going to show up.The attendance would be reduced by 25%.
你会觉得我一个月只有一次不来已经算不错了。
You said I only do not show up once a month. That's pretty good.
但弟兄姊妹，我今天请弟兄姊妹注意的，我们不是在乎出席的人数。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to focus and pay attention to the notion that today we're not setting our sights on whether the attendance on the Lord's Day.
我们在乎的是到底我们对主日这个主日。我们认识有多少，然后我们真正的能够活出他属灵的实际来。
But what we care about is our understanding of the Lord's Day, and how much do we live out the reality of the Lord's Day?
我不光奖章忘了带，我眼镜也忘了带哈。所以我就临时拿一个五六块钱的老花眼镜来讲到哈。
This is not my regular glasses, so I that's the only one I could find this morning.
我们一起现在读一段很重要的经文。
Let's come and read a portion of scripture together.
因为经文太长，所以我截录了它，就在你们的讲章上面。
And because the verses are quite long, so I truncated it. It's in your outline.
所以我们只要念我写出来的部分。
Or just read the portion that I put down in the outline.
希伯来书第十章十九节到二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 through 25.
我们念一遍中文，念一遍英文。
We read it once in Chinese and then once in English.
一起来，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家。就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近， 就更当如此。好，英文的。
We read it together in English. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest of the by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你们可能在一年的里面，总有一些日子是你们特别在乎的。
And I trust, brothers, that throughout the year, there are certain days that you do care about.
哪个？
Which days are those?
生日嘛，哈。
Your birthdays.
还有结婚周年，姊妹们特别在乎。
Your anniversaries, maybe sisters, you particularly care about that day.
那很少有人像我们家的于师母连我们结婚周年都记错日子。
And very, very seldom are people like Pastor Nancy will she'll forget her anniversary day.
带给我很多的自由。
And it's given me quite a freedom.
可能我们会纪念到我们受浸的日子，得救的日子。
The day that we are baptized.
那我们会发现，连这么伟大的神，他也很在乎日子。
And you come to discover that the great, awesome God, He also cares about days.
圣经里面记载到。神赐福，赐福，赐福，讲了一百多次。
And when the scripture talks about that the Lord blessed and He blessed and He blessed over 100 times, many, many times.
神非常乐意把祝福赐给我们。
The Lord desires to pour out His blessings to us.
圣经上甚至告诉我们，他把天窗都打开来，把所有的祝福要倾倒下来。
The scripture tells us that the Lord opens up the windows of heaven that He may pour down His blessings.
那么在这一百多次赐福的经文里面，绝大多数都是对人，对某些人，对某些人。
And these over 100 times of mentions of blessings is all, usually oftentimes toward people.
对他特别拣选的器皿，或是对他的百姓。
Toward his chosen people, or just to the nation of Israel.
也包括我们所有的人。
And also includes all of us.
那他也对一些特别的地啊，像迦南地或是哪一块地。哪个地方是他特别祝福
？And you find that the Lord also particularly bless a particular locale, like Canaan or a particular area that He's mentioned.
但是有两个地方，至少两个地方，神特别对日子说：“我要赐福给这个日子。”
But particularly in these two days, specifically these two days, the Lord says that I will bless this day.
那么在旧约里面，我们都知道是讲的安息日。
In the Old Testament, we know is the Sabbath.
所以为什么以色列百姓神要求他们要守安息日
This is the reason why God requires and demands that the people, His people will observe the Sabbath.
等一下我们会来看安息日的意义
And we'll come and look at the meaning of the Sabbath.
跟我们今天在新约里面我们怎么来看安息日跟我们的关系
And in the New Testament, how do we come and view Sabbath and what does it have to do with us?
所以为什么还有人叫安息日会他们到今天虽然不是犹太人但是他们守安息日
And there are those who are Seventh-day Adventists, though they're not Jews, but they still hold fast to the importance of the Sabbath.
我希望今天听完讲到我们就能够比较清楚了
And I pray that after you hear this message today, you'll come to a greater understanding.
首先我们要知道神非常在乎日子
Foremost, the Lord does care about these days.
尤其他挑的日子他说这个日子你们要把它分别出来叫做圣日
Particularly the day where the Lord says This day I've set aside, it is holy unto you.
而且神说这是我的日子他说他特别要祝福的
The Lord said this is my day, this day belongs to me, this is the day that I will bless.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹当我们在这里讲 observe, 当我们在这里守这个日子的时候是为着神
So, brothers and sisters, when we come and we talk about observance of this particular day, it is for the purpose of God.
一定要记得啊，是为着神。
You need to remember, foremost, it is for God.
啊，为着生日守日子，每一个人生日都不一样，对不对
？And for the sake of keeping your birthday, we all have a different birthday.
而我们不过是一个渺小的人，生日算得了什么
？We are small, and this particular day that belongs to me is really not that big of a significance.
当神定这个日子的时候，他叫我们把它分别为圣，叫做圣日。
But the Lord says, when I set this day, I want to set it apart, I want to sanctify it. It is a day that is holy unto you.
他要祝福这个日子。
And he says, I will bless this day.
所以利未记二十三章，神不光有安息日，而且神特别立了七个节期，叫百姓们要特别要守这些日子。
In Leviticus chapter 23, not only does he emphasized the Sabbath, but he also set up seven feasts that they're to celebrate.
所以我们利未记二十三章第一节到第三节里面特别说到安息日。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3 talks about the Sabbath.
所有的节期，我们利未记正好讲过，都建立在安息日这个根基上。
And we talked about all these feasts, all these celebrations, they all are built upon this anchor, this foundation of the Sabbath.
所以主说你们要宣告为圣会的节期，六日要做工，第七日是圣安息日。当有圣会，什么工都不可以做。
And so the Lord says that you shall proclaim to be a holy proclamation.Provocation, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of a solemn rest.
我没有放在讲义上，但是在创世纪第二章第三节，你们也可以看一下哈。神最初定安息日是写在创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, this is the very first time where the Lord established the Sabbath.
神赐福，对不起，从第二干脆第一节读起好了。天地万物都造齐了，到了第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日。好，这是第一次讲到安息。
And the very first mentioning in scripture of the Sabbath.
好，等一下我们会回头看。那首先我们就知道神非常在乎他定的日子，要叫我们分别为圣，为着他。
So we see that the Lord cares about this particular day that He has set aside, and it's for the purpose of remembering Him for Him.
神称它为圣日。
And so the Lord calls that day holy.
然后神说我们什么工都不可以做。
And so the Lord says, "You shall do no work on that day."
把它分别出来。
And you need to set it apart.
然后神要赐福给这个日子。
And the Lord says, "I'm going to bless this particular day."
就整个日子都是神要赐福的。
And this entire day will be blessed by the Lord.
我在想这个在旧约是这么样子的要求。
In the Old Testament, this is the requirement for God's people.
可能我们很多人觉得新约不需要这个样子。
And perhaps we think on the New Testament, this is done away with. We don't need to do it anymore.
到了新约。
And when we come to the New Testament,
你就发现圣经里面是用主日、礼拜天来代替的安息日。
You discover that the scripture now emphasizes the Lord's Day and has replaced the notion of the Sabbath.
我等一下我要告诉弟兄姊妹为什么，虽然我们时间很有限，没有空去讲细节。
And we'll talk about the reason why I don't have the time to go into details, but I will allude to it.
你知道，在1642年到1645年，这个英国他们花了3年的时间定了一个 Westminster， The Confession of Faith， 就是威斯敏信仰宣言。
1642 to 1645。In England, they went through this confession of faith.
他们花了三年的时间定的这个，就成为后面很多改革宗也好，长老会也好，卫斯理会很多的现代的教会都以这个信仰作为一个根据跟提醒。
And everyone uses that confirmation of faith, whether it's a Reformation or a Protestant or whatnot.They all use that particular declaration of faith as foundation.
在他第二十一章里面第七条说，现在的基督教是用主日替代了安息日。
On the 27th page, the 7th line, it says, "Today, from now on, we use the Lord's Day to represent or to replace the Sabbath day."
然后第八条他就说，基督徒应该在主日把这一天分别出来，为着神不要做任何的事情。
And the 8th line, it says, Christians need to sanctify this particular day, the Lord's day, and do nothing and set it apart for the Lord.
所以从这个信仰宣言出来的这种大要理问答或小要理问答，我想这个太难了哈。Larger testament?跟小要理问答，就是一些基本要理的问答里面，又在重复的主日一定要分别，一定要来守。
And from the subsequent conversations, the dialogue that follow, they re-emphasize the notion that the Lord's Day needs to be kept.
所以马丁路德称礼拜天为小复活节，每一个礼拜天都是复活节。
And Martin Luther calls the Lord's Day a day of resurrection.Every single one of these days is the day of resurrection.
因为主耶稣是在七日的头一日，礼拜天早晨，他复活了。
Because on the very first day of the seventh day that the Lord rose from the dead.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们第一件事情看见这个，在新约里面就有很多的基督徒，他们就非常非常重视主日。
So in the New Testament, we see that the early Christians they really esteemed the Lord's day.
在旧约都叫第一天、第二天、第三天。那么这种礼拜一Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, 这个是从巴比伦。然后到罗马帝国到拉丁世界慢慢 流传出来的一个名字。
The first day, second day, third day that we see in scripture is different from the notion of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it is since the time of Babylon, since the time of the Roman Empire, that this custom has flown into our culture.
而且很多这种 day 都是 用偶像 假神的名字的。
A lot of the dating perspectives are established based on false gods.
所以就有一个错误的教导说礼拜天 Sunday,是君士坦丁为了拜太阳神把礼拜天定为节日所以不需要守礼拜天这是错误的讲法。
So some have said that it's an erroneous saying that Constantine for the sake of gathering people to worship the sun god he has set apart Sunday to be the day of worship and we as Christians we don't need to observe Sunday.
请大家听好虽然这一天是一样的但是对基督徒我们不是守星期天我们是守主日。
So though the day, the Lord's day falls on the Sunday, but our observance is not on for Sunday. Our observance is the Lord's day.
因为现代的人很少把 Sunday 叫成七日的第一日。
Seldomly do people call Sunday the first day of the week.
都叫 Sunday.
And it's all called Sunday.
但是对神儿女们，我们喜欢叫主日。
But for the children of God,We'd like to call it the Lord's Day.
因为圣经上就称它为七日的第一日叫做主日 the Lord's Day.
The scripture calls it the first day of the week. It is the Lord's Day.
所以顾名思义就知道这一天是神的是主的日子
Signifying that this particular day, it belongs to the Lord. It is His.
所以我本来就应该照着神的话分别为圣这一天用来敬拜神的
That according to God's word, that I need to set this day aside for the purpose of worshiping Him.
我想让你们看一个slide 你们一定都很熟知道他是谁
And I'll show a slide I think you all know who he is or this person is
他是谁 Eric
Eric Liddell Liddell
Liddell、
Liddell
他1902年一直到1945年他只活了43岁
And you can obviously see that he's only been alive for 43 years
他其实是父母亲都是苏格兰人在中国做宣教士所以他生在中国的天津。
His parents are Scotland, or Scottish, but they were born in China, so he actually, he was born in China.
但是他回到英国受教育所以他在这个爱丁堡大学跟他哥哥在爱丁堡大学的时候他们两个都是体育健将。
And they returned back to England, and when they were in the universities, they were both excellent athletes.
他21岁的时候他100米就破世界纪录了 9.7 秒
At the age of 21 he broke the world record he ran the 100 meter dash and a 9.7 seconds
在1924年的奥运在巴黎举行的奥运的时候英国就派他做百米的代表
And so what year?
1924年
In 1924 the Olympics in 1924 he was representingthe country to go compete
那个比赛是要七月份举行结果一月份赛程的 schedule 排出来的时候
this competition was going to occur in July but he saw the schedule in January already
当他一发现这个比赛是在礼拜天举行的时候他就拒绝说我礼拜天决定不参加比赛
and when he saw the schedule that he was supposed to be raised onthe Lord's Day on Sunday, he says that I cannot race on that day.
他说因为这是 Lord's Day, 这是主的日子。
And he says it is because it's the Lord's Day.
别人都跟他说反正是下午举行你上午参加完聚会下午去比赛嘛。
And everybody says, oh, you're competing in the morning, just go to the service in the afternoon.
但是对他来说主日他说我的主日是完全是为着神的不分一步。
But for him, he says, this is the Lord's Day. This entire day belongs to the Lord. I'm not going to compartmentalize it.
所以他的教练失望百姓骂他。
So his coach was disappointed with him. The entire people, the nation was angry with him.
但是他自己说我不能够违背我对神的这个信仰。
And he says, I cannot go against my conviction, my faith.
所以他就是拒绝参加。
So he says, I cannot run on that day.
但是后来呢，他就去参加了一个别人认为说他不可能跑得好的，就是400米的比赛。
And so he instead, he ran the race, the 400 meter race, which people didn't think that he was going to do very well at.
就是不是在主日举行的。
And that particular race did not fall on the Lord's day.
没想到他那天跑400米的时候，他用 47.6 秒破了世界纪录。
And not to, unbelievably, that that particular day, that when he ran the 400 meter dash, he broke the world record with 47.6 seconds.
但是他特别提醒基督徒，不要以为说，我因为这样子做，所以神祝福我，让我一定可以拿到金牌。
And he reminded, brothers and sisters, please do not think, but this, my action,resulted from me getting a medal for running the 400 meter race.
他说我把礼拜天分别出来给神是理所当然的，我并不会因为这样子我就得到神特别的喜悦。
He said, for me to set aside the Lord's day, it's more than reasonable. And it doesn't necessarily gain more delight from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他就是那样子向着主认真。
His heart is so simple towards the Lord.
那很多人知道他的前半生，不知道他的后半生。
A lot of people knows the earlier part of his life, they don't know the second part of his life.
他拿了金牌以后，1925年就是第二年，他就回到中国来当宣教士。
Gaining the gold medal, 1925, he returned back home.
所以你看下一个图。
He went back to China.
他回到中国当宣教士。
And he became a missionary.
那么到了最后，到了一九四几年，他被关在日本的在山东潍县的一个叫集中营也好，叫拘禁营也好。
And at the very end of his life in the 1940s, he was imprisoned in a concentration camp in Japan.
他最后45岁的时候重病死掉了。
At the age of 45, he died of severe illness.
我这一辈子只有一次回到我的老乡，就是山东潍县。
I've only gone to this place, which is my hometown, only once in my life.
那么他们带我们去参观一个为了纪念这些宣教士他们盖的一个纪念的地方。
And so they went and brought me to the place of a monument to remember all the missionary who came to China and served there.
中国政府是不太为外国人立碑的。
The Chinese government do not erect anything particular for particularly Western missionary.
他们为他立了一个碑的。
But they said.Something of remembrance for him.
其实还有一个像他的跑步的样子。
And there's actually another statue of him running.
弟兄姊妹，那这个人后来他的故事拍成电影哈。
And the story was made into a movie.
对，我想你们很多人都看过的《烈火战车》。
Many of you have seen it. It's called The Chariots of Fire.
他在1981年出来的时候拿到奥斯卡最佳影片奖。
And it came out in 1981 and it won the Best Picture, the Oscar Best Picture.
还有另外四个奥斯卡的奖。弟兄姊妹，它不是我要讲的重点，它是一个见证。
This is the movie is not the point of what I'm getting at.
他明明可以100米很容易拿到金牌。
I want to talk about is the testimony from his life that in the 100 meter is a sure bet for him to win the gold medal.
但是当他跟来到神面前敬拜神相比的时候，他觉得什么东西都可以放。
Comes to the comparison to worshiping the Lord on the Lord's day, he comes to the realization that everything is rubbish.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天缺少了对神这样子的一个敬虔。
And brothers and sisters, we lack this reverence for the Lord.
要把神当神。
That we treat God truly as God.
所以很多的时候，我知道大家周末很忙，要买菜，要洗衣服，要 shopping， 要跟孩子玩。
Brothers, I know that on the weekends we have a lot of responsibility, a lot of things to do. We got to shop, we got to clean, we need to take care of our kids.
甚至中文学校有个聚会就不来了。
And maybe they're Chinese school and I can't attend.
我们孩子小的时候，只要中文学校礼拜天排节目，我们就打电话说我们决定不参加，也请你们顾虑到基督徒的需要，不要用礼拜天办中文学校。
And so we asked when our kids were young, we called the schools and we said, please do not use Sunday.To have these type of activities and remember the needs of those who are Christians on this day.
罗斯福总统他每一个主日一定聚会的。
President Roosevelt, every single Sunday, he will come to the Lord's table.
他如果生病重病不能来，他一定打电话给教会的牧师说：“对不起，我病了，今天来不了。”
If he's sick and he cannot attend, he will call his pastor and say, "Pastor, I cannot attend today."
连这个俄国的赫鲁雪夫来访问的时候，他都说礼拜天我不能陪你。
Even when
没有关系的 somebody from Russia.
A Russian ambassador would come and visit him on the Lord's day. He would say, I have no time for you today.
我这个礼拜天 礼拜二祷告会的时候听到张师母做见证，我们都很感动啊。
This past Tuesday, we heard Sister Zhang, she was sharing, and I was very moved.
她感冒生病，礼拜这个礼拜五、礼拜六都病得不行，礼拜天想做，今天来不了了。
Friday and Saturday, she's been sick, and Sunday, she thought, oh, I can't make it.
所以她打电话给我们接她的弟兄姊妹说，我来不了了。
And she actually made the call and said, I won't be able to attend on Sunday.
我们认识张师母超过30多年，除非她病得很重，她不可能这么说的。
And we know Sister Zhang for over 30 years. Unless she's really, really sick, she would never not come.
他说他打完电话以后心里面有一个说不出来的难过跟不甘心。
She said after she called, there's a heart, her heart just begins to ache, and she said, she doesn't want to just accept this.
他说今天是主的日子，我竟然不能来到神的面前，竟然不能来擘饼，不能来纪念我的主。
He said, this is the Lord's day, but I cannot come into his presence, and I cannot come and break his bread to remember him.
他里面不甘心就说，主啊，你帮助我，让我能去。
And she said, Lord, please help me. I don't want to accept this. Let me be able to go.
他说他在这样祷告完的时候，一下子里面有说不出来的力量。
And she said, as she prayed, all of a sudden there's a strength that just comes from above.
他发现他的软弱，他的那个无力一下子过去了，里面充满了力量。他就希望能够来。
She find all of a sudden that the weakness seems to flee, and she had this renewed strength, and she wanted to come.
他说那时候已经太晚联络 David 他们了，没想到女儿说我送你去，哈，媳妇说。
It was too late to contact her regular ride, and she.Asked her daughter. Her daughter gave her a ride.
哦，她不是拿奥运奖的人，她不是罗斯福总统，她只是我们中间的一位姊妹。可是这个爱神的心一样感动我们，对不对？
She's not an Olympian. She's not the president of the United States. She's just a sister who loves the Lord. And her example encourages
us. 所以我们现在要来看耶稣被从死里复活的这个日子，圣经上称它为 the Lord's Day, 主的日子。
The day of the Lord's resurrection is the day that the Scripture calls the Lord's Day.
那我们现在就来看这个主日，它其实。他取代了安息日，因为他把安息日全部包括在里面了。
And I want to come and declare to you that the Lord's Day encompasses the Sabbath.
请大家要听清楚，他不是否定了安息日。
It did not reject the Sabbath day.
他把安息日所有的意义都包括在内了。
But it came and encompassed all the significance and the meaning of Sabbath.
就像手机啊，1980年刚出来的时候，我说那时候的手机像圣经这么大。
In the 1980s, when we first got the first version of a cell phone, it's about the size of my Bible.
而且最早的时候是 mount 在车子上的，是不能拿下来的。
And the very early versions, you could drive it around, but you can't take it with you.
我们那时候都羡慕的要死，哇，随处都可以打电话。
We all admire the notion that, hey, you could call from your car anywhere.
它只有两个 function.
It's only got two functions.
打电话。
You could call.
另外上面有 time, 时间而已。
And there's a time that tells you what time is it.
那我现在说 iPhone 已经包括了它并没有否定它。
And I tell you that your cell phone, your iPhone is encompassed that those functions.
我也不应该讲 iPhone, smartphone, 好吧每天都以为替 Apple 做广告。
I'm not, shouldn't just advertise for iPhones, all your cell phones, smartphones.
它又可以 GPS, 又可以音乐又可以干嘛又可以照相它有这么多打电话跟时间还是在里面。
It's got GPS, it's got music, it's got ability to take pictures, but the function to call is still there.
所以我们先来看旧约里面的安息日它到底指的是什么。
And we want to come and look at the Sabbath in the Old Testament. What is it pointing to?
第一个刚才我们读的创世纪第二章神把万有都造好了以后。
In Genesis chapter 2, we see that the Lord, after he has completed, he's finished his work of creation.
神歇了他一切的工。
It says that the Lord has rested from all his works.
然后定第七日就是一个礼拜的第七日为安息日。
So he set the seventh day as a day of rest.
换句话说神把所有万有都造好了把一切的祝福都预备好了然后才创造人。
And after the Lord has created the heaven and the earth, everything that we see, and then everything is done, everything is set, then he made man.
所以我们是最后被造的。
We are the last of his creation.
所以当我们被造出来的时候
after we were created,
所有的祝福都已经在眼前。
All the blessings are before our sight.
伊甸园各样的果子都可以吃。
And all the fruits in the Garden of Eden you may eat.
弟兄姊妹对神安息日是第七日对人来说人过的第一天就是安息日
And concerning God his day of rest is the seventh day but concerning man the very first day that he lived is the day of rest
所以神 finish 他所有的工作他不需要再做任何的 全部都做完了。
God has finished his work. He has nothing else that he needs to do. Everything is accomplished.
然后他创造我们。
And then he made us.
教我们来享受他给我们的祝福。
That we may enjoy the blessings.
所以安息日的第一件意义。
The very first meaning, the very significance, the meaning of Sabbath.
就是我们来接受享受神为我们所有预备的恩典和祝福。
We come and enjoy the fullness of God's blessing for us.
这是第一个。
This is the foremost, the first one.
好，所以在十诫里面
，And so in the Ten Commandments，
第四诫里面又在提醒我们要守安息日，为的是纪念神已经把一切都造好了。
The fourth commandment very clearly states that we need to observe the Sabbath because the Lord has rested on that day。
而且神为什么要求安息日，什么工都不可以做
？And the reason why the Lord requires that no work shall be done on that day。
你会不会觉得太不合理了？怎么可以什么工都不可以做
？Don't you think, Lord, that's unreasonable? I can't do anything?
神没有叫我们其他日子不要做工。
The Lord did not say for us not to work in the other days.
你六日都要做工。
All 6 days you shall work.
但是在这个日子要提醒我们，要帮助我们安静下来，来享受神已经做成的。
But on this day, you need to stop. You need to quiet down to come and ponder and think upon what the Lord has already done for us.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.